Thank you, Mr. Chair. As noted by many other delegations, Section 3 is probably the key of this political declaration. And as pointed out during our remarks on Section 1, the scoping of the political declaration, as is done in Section 1, is closely linked to the policy commitments to be agreed here. From the Netherlands' perspective, it must be clear that the undertaking in Section 3.3 is a policy commitment aimed at enhancing the protection of civilians, which is based on our commitment to the strict implementation and adherence to IHL. Thus, IHL should be the basis on which such a policy decision is based, and this should be clear in this paragraph. Second, as noted in our comments on Section 1, explosive weapons cover a broad range of different types of weapon systems, which have different impacts due to their different yields, accuracy, and number of munitions. It is important to specify this in paragraph 3.3, which type of explosive weapons should be avoided when operated in populated areas. Allow me to underline here that for the Netherlands, a political commitment to restrain or refrain from using explosive weapons should be aimed specifically at those explosive weapons that, due to their explosive power or lack of accuracy or the number of munitions, can have effects that may be expected to extend the military objective. Therefore, in the spirit of compromise, the Netherlands suggests two small amendments to paragraph 3.3 as follows. We would start with, in accordance with IHL, comma, and then we would continue with the text as it is, ensure that our armed forces adopt and implement a range of policy and practices to avoid civilian harm, including by restricting or refraining from the use of explosive weapons in populated areas when the effects may be expected to extend beyond the military objective. And then we would add, due to the weapon's explosive power or lack of accuracy or the number of munitions, full stop. Of course, we will send these comments in writing. In closing, allow me to also briefly circle back to paragraph 3.2, where we would like to echo the ICR's comments that this paragraph should reflect that to train armed forces in IHL is a clear and existing IHL obligation, whereas the second part of the sentence is again a policy decision. Thank you very much.